It's time for your Market Line Commodity Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Not a lot of good news to start the week on Monday. Most markets were in negative territory, especially the wheat, reports Virginia McGathy.
Wheat today was the one that really fell, and it was a lot lower. I think world stocks are still very, very strong, and they remain really high. I think that there are some issues here in the U.S., but overall, there is a bearish sentiment, and it's difficult to, you know, move this market any higher without having an increase in demand or perhaps some kind of malady with the weather. We've been watching the weather for a long time now for the past number of weeks, and everything seems to be good. Albeit really hot. But as long as we have the moisture to continue to come, I think, you know, that's a perfect recipe for a great crop. So that's what we're going to be watching going forward.
In closing markets, Chicago September wheat futures dropped 11.5 cents to 527.5. September corn closed down a penny and a quarter to 325 even. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein down 3 cents, ranging from 575 to 578. Club wheat of ordinary protein down a nickel, ranging from 578 to 750. Live cattle futures were down 90 cents on the August board to $100.42.5. Feeder cattle for August down $2.70 to $139.35. Class 3 milk up yesterday 36 cents to $22.11. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.